Getting kids up and about is becoming a little harder every year as smartphones, video games, and social media tend to root them in one place. But a program by the Island Trails Network for middle school and elementary students is aimed at getting them walking or rolling to or from school, or as Tom Pogson tells us, really anywhere.
Some teachers made it possible for the kids to walk during assemblies, recess, or gym, and that's entirely acceptable. As well as encouraging students to walk or bike with their parents, either after school or on the weekends, with a sibling or a guardian. And it's a matter of just using this opportunity to get out and walk and or bike safely during this two-week period so they can earn prizes.
Pogson says there will be gatherings at the school for the classes with the top walkers, and the teachers will help keep track of the kids' activity.
We have provided all of the teachers in all of the schools with a card that each student can put their name on. They have an opportunity to log 10 punches over about a 15-day period.
Island Trails Network organized a walk and roll to school last fall when school was just getting underway, and it proved popular enough that it was brought back for a second try.
Almost a third of all the students in the four elementary schools and the middle school participated. It was a total of 487 students, and they executed over 4,000 safe walking and biking events during the two-week period. The superintendent, Stuart McDonald, suggested that we run another one, not really scheduled, but it involves so many kids. Run another one to see if we could get more participation in the spring. And we're looking forward to another one in the fall and maybe another one the following spring.
The spring walk and roll to school begins on April 2nd and ends on the 17th. Parents can get more information from their kids' teachers or at islandtrails.org.